It's important to honor the visionary for a moment, because very often the visionary can feel like Atlas, holding the world on his shoulders. The vision in itself does not weigh a thing, and yet it can feel heavier than any physical form can take. And when the visionary allows for their role, that vision inevitably expands. And where once the visionary thought, assumed, consoled himself that there is no way the vision could get any bigger, it suddenly does, because he chose to accept his role. And when one has access or is privy to so much of what could be, so much of what is on the horizon, visible and yet just far enough not to be able to touch yet, the visionary comes to a realization that there's a reason for the multitude of words that are available at his feet, that bow to him, that are there to serve him, to share this vision. And now we go to the chord of resonance. Imagine that all the words that exist, even the ones we've not yet discovered, compose the chords on a grand harpist chord, access to which is gifted to the visionary who accepts his role. And there is only one ask of the visionary when he is gifted this resource. Be willing to accept that you know which chord to pluck to reach them. Now I bring you for a moment to the reference that we made to the curator in the museum. There are treasures hidden behind the walls and underneath the ground that are not displayed in the exhibits, that are not part of the portion of the vision that the curator has assessed is of most value to the visitors in that moment, on that day, in that time in history. My question is, how does the visionary curate the words that pluck the chords that chimed the tune of the song of the soul and access the innate sacred dignity of all those who are awaiting to share in that vision?